Good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It is Wednesday. We Team Wednesday here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show today. And today I want to talk about bringing situational awareness, Scrum Master's job for the team, right? To bring that. Ooh, I should mute my phone. But apparently, if you follow us, and please do, you'll get notification when we go live. And I just got notification that we just went live on YouTube. And we do Facebook and LinkedIn. So there's a couple places you can follow us on. But if you do YouTube, be great, because then we get more subscribers and maybe they'll actually one day pay me money. I don't think they ever will. They find excuses not to. But anyway, this is the 5 a.m. Master where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours, but bring that value to customer and have a little fun along the way. And today on We Team Wednesday, I wanted to talk about bringing situational awareness as a Scrum Master. You know, you examine, you work with dev teams or just people in general. And the majority of their job is to put their nose down into what they're doing and perform their job. And no matter how much we do of building dashboards and things like that, or expecting the team to monitor the situational awareness, they usually don't, to be honest with you. And it's something that a Scrum Master should bring up, or a leader or somebody on the team every once in a while. It'd be great if team members of the team would do it. I'm not faulting that. If that would happen, I'd be like tickled pink. It'd be funny to see me turn pink. But yeah, I would turn pink and be so proud of them. But sometimes they're just so busy, they just can't. And then it becomes the job of the Scrum Master to bring that situational awareness to the team. Like burndown charts, deliveries, delays due to outside vendors, things like that that come into play. The risk to a schedule, risk to what's planned. And everybody's like, oh, we don't plan schedules. Yeah, we do. There's points where other groups are dependent upon us, and they need to know when we're going to deliver so that they can do their job. It's not respectful for the other teams to just give an endless delivery time frame, or at least pare down the scope, be able to share something with the other team so they can learn and grow from whatever they do. That interdependency part. And to think that any team is their own island is a fool's errand, to be honest with you. When I hear that, I just look at people and go, really? Didn't you just say that you were dependent upon XYZ team and they're late? So what makes you different than that team that you're complaining about, right? So what I'm saying is that, like in daily scrums, before an event, before closing out, sprint planning, one of the job is the Scrum Master brings situational awareness. And I'm going to give you an example where it was kind of difficult for me years ago to do that, where myself and the lead engineer kind of butted heads a little bit and would go to a daily scrum. And one of the things I'd bring up would be dates, things coming up, when they're all looking to advertise. It was a big thing. They were looking to do some advertising in Boston. So they bought ad space. So therefore, we had to deliver. They had the media generate, like, on October 15th, we are going to release XYZ to the community of Boston. And they bought all this ad space on TV, newspaper, whatever. So there is kind of like a date that they had to deliver something, right? That kind of worked, that didn't look bad. So it was there, money was invested. There's a date. So I would share what's coming up, what's looking for, what other groups were looking for, and outcomes to the team. And the team would, hey, this meeting's for engineers. It's not for the Scrum Master to speak. Yes. But it is the job of the Scrum Master, and maybe you have to make that agreement with the team and voice that so they understand that. You just don't come out and go, well, my job's this. Well, maybe, you know, hey, one of the things I bring to the table, and you can accept that as a professional, right? That I mean, not to that end, but there's a way to say it that would work. They said, one of my jobs is to help bring situational awareness of what's going on outside the team as well as inside the team. I know everyone here is very busy developing code, developing product, coming up with content, you know, doing layouts, doing marketing, whatever their activity is. But every once in a while, I know you're so busy. I want to make sure you get to see the burn down chart and see how we're doing, the product owners, what's going on, if there's things going on that based on your knowledge, will, like, you know, you're not telling them to fix it, but you're bringing them awareness to it. Hey, look, we're not getting stuff done, you know, or you just show the burn down chart and it'll be a flat line. If nothing's get done, they'll see it. I don't have to agree. Oh, by the way, we're not getting anything done. I don't need to say that. Say, hey, I just want to make you aware of how the burn down chart's working in case you haven't had a chance to take a look at it today. And that's it. You don't go and accuse anybody of anything. You don't try to belittle anybody of anything, but you just make them situational aware. When you have delivery dates or a certain customer, oh, by the way, the date is the end of the month. This sprint will end on that. I just want to let you all know in case you're wondering so that you're aware, you know, that's it, right? If they want to go into more and plan, you can offer to facilitate. If you want to have a facilitation meeting on what do we need? Do we need to de-scope? What are bare bones to meet this date? What do we need to do? Be more than happy to facilitate such a discussion. That's what you add. Now, when do you do this? It depends, right? And no one likes that answer. Sometimes I would do it at the beginning of the meeting, and sometimes I would do it at the end of the meeting. It depending how the meeting was going and how the flow was. I personally like to have scrum masters and product owners and any kind of team leader speak at the end of a daily scrum, not at the beginning, but at the end, because I want the team to have their conversation. Now, to make them aware of stuff, depending on how quickly you do this, as long as you don't go into a drawn out 50-minute conversation and all you want to introduce, and I change it up every once in a while. Some days it's a dashboard. Some days it is a burn down chart. I mix it up and just say, hey, just to make you aware, it looks like one of my points on my dashboards is commenting, updating stories and tasks and stuff like that. And I have a little thing, stories that haven't been updated in 3 days, right? So just giving warnings like, hey, there's a trend that we're getting a little bit lax on our communication and the team. Well, I wouldn't even say that, to be honest with you. Don't even say that. Just say, hey, there's a couple stories just popping up on the radar that hadn't had communication or any kind of notes or anything, updates in the past 3 days. Keep an eye on that if you don't mind. That you can add at the end too, right? That could be a summary after you do it. You can make a little ending thing. So I'm not doing it during daily scrum. If you said that, they would do it. Now, on the other hand, if you did a burn down chart, and we got a comment here. Let's see what comment we got going on. Hey, Bubbles. Speak at the end because I want to get more info from the team why they're updating what's with them. I agree. Hey, how are you doing? It was you. Let me show this one. So speak it again because I want more info on the team while they update on what's with them. I agree with you. So I'm sharing that a little bit. So Bubbles, stop hitting the microphone. Bubbles over here rubbing on the microphone. Here's some weird sounds. It's Bubbles. She's right here. Here, look. Proof. There. Bubbles. That's 2 days in a row. So the update thing, how often they update, save that towards the end. If you want to show them, this is giving them an idea like how the burn down chart's doing, you could do it. I just like, if you really snap it, you go, boom, it's a 30-second thing, if that. Say, hey, I just want to share with you how we're doing on the burn down chart today. And that's it, right? You don't go into drawn out, we need to fix this and we need to make this better. You don't do that in the daily scrum. You do that outside of it, to be honest with you. And offer, how do we, at the end, you might say, I see this observation. If you really want to fix something, if you just want to bring something to attention, if you just want to bring it to attention, you can bring it at the beginning. If you want to fix it, bring it up at the end, right? Because you want them to focus on them talking to each other. And at the end, you can say something. But now, some teams will say, it's just for the team to have this conversation. Yes and no. They should have a bulk of the conversation. It shouldn't be taken over by the Scrum Master nor product owner. I agree. Some product owners and Scrum Masters will take over the entire daily Scrum and ask each, this is the worst ones, where they ask each one, what's your status? They just call their names just to make it easier. It's a Joe, Jane, Sally, Greg, you know, it's all I do. I don't ask them any questions. They all know the question. There goes the tail. I don't have to ask that those kind of questions, but it's real simple. But I stay out of it, right? I stay out of the whole conversation. I do thank them on the spot when I hear something. That was a real great add to the conversation, and I appreciate you. So there's nothing wrong with the Scrum Master saying that during the conversation. I said, that was a great example of how the daily Scrum should be. So especially when they're learning, not so much when they're mature, but when they're learning, or if you haven't heard it in a long time of a good conversation in daily Scrum, like, a while, it's okay to say, you know, that was really good. I missed that conversation that you just had right there. That was a great daily Scrum that you can do for with mature teams too. But typically, you know, you got new teams you're coaching or whatever from a Scrum Master perspective in Scrum. It's okay to say, yeah, that was a great example of a daily Scrum. But again, I digress a little bit. Giving situation awareness, but that is also kind of situation awareness, how it's going and everything like that. So that I wanted to share. And oh, she misses Bubbles. I know. Bubbles is being Bubbles. She's a cat. You have no control over them. Anyway, I want to wish you all the best in your activities. It's okay to bring it up. Find a way to do it if you want to bring situation awareness, because I'll be honest with you, your teams are so nose down on what they're doing typically. They really don't pay attention to the Jira or the Rally or any one of those systems outside of their list of stuff to do. And they go into it and what's on their list and what's next and things like that. Some teams do, but a majority don't. So it's okay to bring that situation awareness, how the team's doing, showing a dashboard, showing some stats, just to make them aware, not to lecture them, right? The difference, right? Make people aware versus lecture. If you want to have a conversation, you can later on send, you know, maybe next daily Scrum, post Scrum, I would like to have a little conversation about what we might do, or if you're interested in tackling, why aren't things getting done, right? Or something like that in such a way. Now you have to be very touchy, you have to be very sensitive, because they can get sensitive, like, why aren't things are getting done? Then you go to a whole different. So practice what you say before you say it. Be mindful. There might be some sensitive people in the room and how you approach that. So with that, I want to say, have the best of luck. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everyone. Bye. See ya.